So I'd like to start out with some introductions, and then I'll tell you what we're going to do today so we can dive right in. I'd like to go around the room here and have everybody say their name, where they are calling in from, why you're here, just a brief, you know, why I'm here, like, I hate my job, I lost my job, I need to find a new one, whatever it is. And also tell us your favorite ice cream and why. I'm on an ice cream kick lately, so this is my question for today. And I heard a beep. Stacy, have you joined us?
Yes, it's me.
Wonderful. Welcome. Okay, so I will go ahead and get started with the introduction so you guys can think for a moment about what you want to say. So I'm Hallie Crawford. I'm calling in from Atlanta, where it is very cold today. And I'm here because, one, because I'm leading the group, obviously, but two, because I'm passionate about and absolutely love my job. And my favorite ice cream, it kind of changes, but right now it's mint chocolate chip. And I love it because it's just so refreshing, like the cold ice cream and the mint. I don't know, I just find it's really refreshing. Okay, so who's going to dive in next?
I guess I'll.
Okay, I heard Paul first, right, Paul?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, who was it, Michael?
Michael.
Okay, go, Michael.
I am calling in from Atlanta, Georgia also. And I guess the reason why I'm here is in search of new opportunities. The values and ways of life right now are not going the same way as the current employer. So I'm just looking for new opportunities. And my favorite ice cream is probably the cookies and cream.
Yes. That would probably be my number two. Awesome. Thank you, Michael. All right. Keep going, everybody. Who's next?
I'll go next. My name is Angie, and I'm calling in from Atlanta. I joined the group because I'm looking for a better career fit and better career path. So I'm hoping this process will help with that. And my favorite ice cream is chocolate, just simple. Kind of a minimalist, so can't go wrong with chocolate.
I love it. Great. Thanks, Angie. All right, who's next?
I'll go next. This is Kelly from Bowie from Detroit, Michigan. And I hope you can hear me. I have you on speakerphone.
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you fine, I think.
Okay. Well, I'm joining the group because right now I've been doing what I do for about 5 years. I'm a psychotherapist, and I'm sort of self-employed in that I don't have any benefits, and basically I split what I make from my clients 50-50 with the psychiatrist that owns the clinic, and I'm just not happy with the amount of income that I'm making.
Okay.
So I thought I'd try out the group. And I don't know if you guys have Baskin-Robbins down in Atlanta or wherever you guys are from throughout the country, but they have the ice cream that's chocolate with chunks of peanut butter in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very bad for you, but it's very good.
I love it. That's a good one, too. Okay, perfect, Kelly. Thank you.
My name is Latoya, calling in from Atlanta. I joined the group because I'm looking to transition into my new true career, and my favorite ice cream is Black Walnut by Häagen-Dazs.
Black Walnut?
Yes.
Ooh, I like it. Sounds good. Okay, so far we've got Atlanta and we've got Michigan, and I think that pretty much covers it. Okay, so keep going. Who's next?
I'll go next. This is Stacy. I'm also from Atlanta, and I am here, I guess, because I have not found my ultimate career path, and I'm looking for some direction. And my favorite ice cream is also mint chocolate chip, but specifically from Baskin-Robbins. They make a really good one.
There's a difference, isn't there?
There's a difference. You've got the green kind. Sometimes you've got the white one with the chunks of the mint. There's a lot of different ones out there.
Mm-hmm. You're a connoisseur, I can tell.
I've had my fair share.
Okay, thanks, Stacy. Wonderful. Okay, and I think who's left is Paul, right?
Yes, I am calling from Peachtree City, south of Atlanta. And I am an ex-banker on the commercial side of banking and have been in banking and finance for forever.
what
and,
feels like forever.
Looking to, because of the turmoil in the banking sector right now, just taking a step back and trying to evaluate different career options.
Wonderful. And Paul, favorite ice cream?
Mint ice cream.
Ooh, you like that one too. Mint.
Peppermint, yeah.
Ah, the mint theme here is a big one. Okay, great. Thanks, guys, for sharing. So we've got a big Atlanta contingency, and Kelly, you're going to hold us up for the Midwest, okay? Be your representative for up there.
I'm a fellow Michigander, too.
Oh, okay, good, Paul.
Originally from just outside of Detroit.
Okay, perfect. So you've got someone on your side, Kelly. All right, so we have six people in this group, and just so you know, I may add two more because what I do is I allow up to eight people in the group. So I allow people to join the group up to three calls into it. So I'll just let you know if that does happen, and if it doesn't, we will stick with our original group, okay? And you'll notice, you guys have probably already noticed, that these conference calls can be a little strange at times because when you talk over somebody, you know, it's hard to hear either person. So just know that that will get more comfortable for you over time as you just get used to kind of the delay that happens. And if, you know, if someone talks over another person, I'll just let you know who I've heard first and we'll go from there. So don't worry about it, okay? All right, so here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some quick admin items and review the agreement briefly. Set some ground rules for being part of a coaching group because it's a lot better when you understand what coaching is and how it works. You're going to get a lot more out of it when that's the case. I'm going to give you a few coaching terms that I'm going to start using right away. Talk about your commitment and your goals. Pair you up with your buddy, and I've got some homework for you guys to get started on right away to begin identifying your ideal career path. All right, additional agreements. These were also in your welcome packet, and they were under additional commitments. These are very important. I'm just going to go through them briefly. The one, it's the, I don't know what page this was on for you guys, but the first one is that it's okay to fail. Okay, that you guys agree that it's okay to fail here. That might seem kind of counterintuitive. So why do you guys think I say this?
This is a safe environment.
I love it, Michael. Michael has worked with a coach before, so he knows about this stuff. So it is a safe environment, but tell me more. Like, why would it be important for you guys to be okay to fail and not worry so much about it?
I think we're trying new things, and we don't really know what the right thing is to do, so we have to be out there and try.
Yes. Was that Kelly?
No. Stacy.
Oh, Stacy. Okay. Here's what my request is. You guys, before, for the first several calls, say your name before you talk until I get to know you a little bit, until we get to know your voices. So just say, you know, like, this is Hallie, it's blah, 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 okay? All right. So that's exactly right. If you are so afraid to fail, you're not going to try something new. And what Michael said was exactly true, too, that in this process, I'm not going to promise you that you're going to be comfy, okay? There are going to be times when I say things to you or ask you questions or somebody else does that might be a little bit uncomfortable because we're asking you direct, pointed questions to help you make changes in your life. So it may not always be comfortable, but like Michael was saying, it will always be safe, okay? We're not going to hang you guys out to dry. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you have to remove that fear of failure in order to step out of your comfort zone and try new things. Okay, next one. Nobody gets to be wrong. Here's the quick and dirty on that one. You don't get to make yourself wrong. There's no beating up on yourself, okay? There's only moving forward. And you don't get to make anyone else on the calls wrong either. This is how I see this, that everyone is different here, and there is no right or wrong in this process. There's the best way that works for each of you, okay? So be respectful of everyone in the group and understand that if I throw an idea out to you or give you a homework assignment that, you know, you feel like you need to change or tweak, it's okay to do that. Find the best way that works for you, okay? And part of this is you agreeing to take responsibility for your results during this group, too. Are you guys good with that? Do you have any questions?
No.
No.
Okay. The next one is that we are all creative, resourceful, and whole. And this is this straight out of California coachy language that I use and love, okay? So what it means is that we are here for your learning and growth, and it's my job as your coach to ask you pointed questions, be direct with you, and tell you the things that I hear or see you doing that may not be serving you, okay? So, again, I need your permission for me to, you know, say, hey, it looks like this is something that you're doing that's not very successful. Be very honest and direct with you guys. And for you to do the same thing with me. If something doesn't work for you or you don't understand it, always speak up and ask me. I will never be offended if you disagree with something or think there's another way to do it. Okay? Do you guys agree to that?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. The last one is to be patient with this process. What I have seen is when people rush through this too much, here, I'll give you an example. Some of my individual clients, you know, will start a session and then we'll have our next session the next week, and they're like, well, I haven't tamed my gremlins already. I haven't gotten over this, you know, procrastination, bad habit that I have or whatever it is. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's only been a week. Okay, and so you have to be patient with yourselves and be patient with the process. And what I have found is the more patient you are, the faster your results are going to come to you because you're not pushing so hard. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you push really hard, it tends to make you tighter and tense, and like new ideas and creative thoughts can't come to you. Okay, I had an individual client who she came up with, it was kind of like her ideal career path. The idea hit her when she was sitting on the couch on a Sunday reading a magazine. That's when she had her eureka moment, okay? So much of this is just being with it and thinking about marinating in the stuff that you're learning and letting it, like, sit with you and kind of bubble up to the surface. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so here are the rest of the things we're going to do. We're going to talk about some coaching terms, getting organized, and talking about your welcome packet and doing your commitment and goals. Okay, so three coaching terms I'm going to use right away is the bottom lining term that I already mentioned. This means that we don't need to hear he said, she said, you know, then this happened about a situation or a question that you have. What I really need to know is I'm afraid to do this. I don't want to take the risk. Whatever it is that's going on for you underneath, okay? And so I ask you to bottom line this so that we can coach you on what you need help with, not all of the details that may not be the most important things. And what that also means is I may need to interrupt you guys as you're talking to jump in and help you bottom line a little bit, okay? We are always going to have homework on these calls, and I kind of referenced this before. If there's ever a homework assignment that you think you need to change or tweak to better suit you, just go ahead and do that. Don't always feel like I have to do exactly what Hallie says or else, you know, the exercise isn't going to work. If there's a better or different way for you to do a particular homework item, go ahead and do it. It's totally fine, okay? And the last coaching term, the third one that we're going to start talking about right away, and we're going to go into depth with this one for a moment, is the term gremlins. Okay, so gremlins are kind of a cute way of talking about those negative inner voices in your head that tell you why you can't do something, why, you know, you shouldn't do it because it's not practical, why you're afraid of something, whatever it is, okay? Do you guys have any gremlins, do you think?
Yes.
This is Michael, just a few.
Just a few? And who is the other person that said yes?
Kelly.
Okay. So I want you all to know that it's totally normal. We all have them, and more than just a few, okay? So think about this for me for a moment. And who can tell me, give me an example of one of their gremlins, something that you know you beat up on yourself all the time about, that you hear or say to yourself all the time that's negative. Who can give me an example?
that it might help.
This is LaToya.
Okay, I heard LaToya first. We'll jump on in.
This is LaToya. My gremlin mainly is I'm not good enough to do tip of the skill.
I'm not good enough to do what?
A particular skill, whatever the skill is, writing or anything. I always tell myself, well, you're not good enough to do that, and I don't try it.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's how it holds you back. So I'm not good enough, and then the way that it holds you back is it prevents you from even trying it. Right, LaToya?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, I heard one other person. Who was the other person who jumped in?
Angie,
go ahead.
And mine would be it's too late to start a new direction.
Oh, it's too late, isn't it? Are you just too old, Angie? Is that the deal?
Yeah, but I've already committed to one path, and it's too late to start another direction.
Yeah, it would almost be impossible, right? And how does this one hold you back, Angie?
I think it's caused me to spend a lot of time in that in-between place, not really making a commitment to a new direction when I could have taken that time and invested it either in preparing for the direction or education or a transitional job.
Yep, perfect. So it's kind of like it wastes your time, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. So do we all agree that gremlins are not a good thing? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So here's homework assignment one, okay, for next week, is to begin the gremlin taming process. And I'm going to tell you what this process is. It's short and sweet, which is great. So the goal here with your gremlins is to become their observer, not their victim. So with your gremlins, it's become their observer, not their victim. They are never going to go away completely. That's the bad news. But the good news is that you will be able to manage them better once you start to notice them and say, oh, hey, yeah, I know you. You're the gremlin that says I'm not good enough and holds me back, okay? When you do this, they will have less power over you. So the two steps in the gremlin taming process are awareness, number one, and management, number two. So your first homework assignment, guys, is to start noticing your gremlins, when they are talking to you and what they are saying to you. Okay, so like LaToya, you know that one of them is I'm not good enough. Notice what other gremlins you have and what are they saying to you? And also, what's the impact? The impact is I feel fearful or I don't take action. So add that to this too. What's the impact of listening to your gremlins? Okay. Step two is start to manage them, and I'll give you guys some examples. You can play with these different options. You can talk back to your gremlins and say, screw you, get out of here. You're holding me back. You can smush them, bam, with your fist. Smush them on your desk. You can throw your gremlins into the garbage. Ask them to leave, slam the door behind them, or send them on a vacation to the North Pole, somewhere where it's cold and it sucks, right? Okay. So, LaToya, can I practice with you for a second?
Yes, that's fine.
With your it's not good enough gremlin, how do you want to try to manage it? Pick one of these.
By stomping on it.
With your foot?
Yes.
Love it. Okay, so when you hear this, you can imagine one of those little fuzzy creatures from the movie Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine them when they're evil and ugly, right? Not when they're cute, because that just seems too mean. And stomp on it with your foot, and notice how you feel differently afterwards, okay?
Okay.
It should make you feel more free and like, oh, I can breathe again, okay?
Okay.
All right. So does everyone understand how to begin taming your gremlins? Does this all make sense? Just give me a yes or no.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And why do you all think this is relevant to your career path? Why am I bringing this up?
Because there will be obstacles along the way.
Is that Paul?
Yes. Yeah,
Paul, say more. And there will be obstacles along the way, and this will help you overcome them?
Yes.
Is that the rest of the sentence?
Okay, yes, correct.
Yeah. So remember when I talked to each of you in our consultations about this is also about making it happen. If you have these gremlins, number one, they will not allow you to come up with career ideas. If you keep believing I'm not good enough or it's too late, your mind will not let you come up with new career ideas. You won't be able to think out of the box and brainstorm. Do you see that?
Yes.
And when you're making this happen in the tangible action part of the group, those obstacles will stand in your way yet again, okay? So you need to start managing them immediately. That's why this is so important. Okay, any questions on gremlins?
No.
Okay, I'm assigning homework right out of the box. That's what I do. I'm a coach. It's just funny because I always laugh that I'm always assigning homework. And the other thing that I wanted to tell you guys that I forgot to say earlier is I tend to talk really fast and think really fast. So if you ever need me to slow down or repeat something, just let me know. Okay? Because
okay.
I tend to, like, just blast through all of this, and I like to give you a ton of information in each of our calls. But if you ever need to say, hey, this is enough, or, you know, slow down and repeat that, just cry uncle and let me know.
Okay.
Okay. So being organized for these calls, here's the best way to organize your materials, okay? For each of our calls, have your workbook and your welcome packet with you, okay? And do you guys remember in your welcome packet that must-have, like-to-have list and careers to consider towards the end? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Here's how I suggest you do this. I suggest you have a piece of paper in the very front of your binder of your materials with your goals and commitments on the front, which we're going to talk about today. Then have your must-have and like-to-have along with careers to consider list just underneath that. Then after that, have your welcome packet and then the workbook. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I say this is it's vitally important to have your goals and commitments front and center so that you can see them all the time. Otherwise, you might forget them. I know I do. I put mine on my wall in my office. The second thing is with the must-have, like-to-have, and careers to consider, these are working lists that you are going to continuously, through our group, add to and change as we go, okay? So that's why I like to have those up front as well, so you can change and tweak them as you need to. All right, so do you all have any questions? Let's move to the welcome packet for a moment. Did you have any questions on the welcome packet or on the comments that I sent to you for those of you? I think, Angie, I didn't get you yours quite yet, Angie and Kelly, so I need to do that. But did anybody else have questions on your welcome packet or the notes I sent you?
No.
All make sense? Okay. The key thing that I want you guys to remember here is I think people fall into this trap of they look at things that they enjoy doing or things that they're passionate about or even careers that they're considering, and they take them at face value, and you might say that, well, law and history and, you know, sports maybe, just making up an example here, they don't have anything in common, right? And what I want you to do every time we do an exercise together is to look underneath what are the themes there that you're seeing. So, for example, I'll give you an example from one of my individual clients. He loves soccer, but just because he likes soccer and that's something he enjoys, it doesn't mean that his ideal career is going to be an athlete or even working in sports. What that means for him is that he wants a job that's competitive, where people work together as a team and they're always focused on the goal and working intensely towards it, okay? So the key here is to not take things at face value. Really think about them and what those are about for you. Like, why do you enjoy this activity? Or what's underneath this possible career path of being a writer? You know, what is it that's appealing to you? Do you guys see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay. Because I think what people tend to do is they'll say, oh, well, I want to be a writer because I like writing. Well, okay, that's, you know, that's one reason to choose, you know, being a writer, but you need to consider a bunch of other things. You don't want to choose a career path based on, well, I have an interest in it, because there are lots of other jobs where you could do of plenty of writing, right?
Right.
So that's part of why we're looking at a bunch of different pieces here to identify the right path and looking underneath each of your ideas to find out what those are about for you, okay? So two quick notes about this process that I want you to, know up front here, and they're in your welcome packet. The first big chunk of this process is the step one, defining who you are and where you want to go. And it's the longest section for a reason. It's about fulfillment for you. And what I have found is there's two things. If you can get a job or find a job that's fulfilling for you, if you can get that fulfillment thing in line, then everything else tends to fall into place much more easily, okay? So what I would say is that fulfillment is the cornerstone of the career model. That's the most important thing to consider in your job because the rest of it will fall into line from that. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. So the other reason why I spend so much time on this fulfillment thing is once you know your values, your priorities, and who you are as a person, what is important to you, you are much better equipped to go out there and say, you know, look at possible job ideas and say, yes, this is the right path for me, or no, this is not. Because you now know yourself so well that you can say that and you've got the tools to, you know, define what the answer is. Does that make sense too?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of like we need to do these first things at the beginning, and then I can turn you loose and say, go look at, you know, different job ideas and tell me what you think. Go with your gut instinct, what feels right for you and what we've done so far, and that's how you're going to know. Okay, and the other quick thing is, as we go through this process, feel free to research job ideas as they come to you, okay? You don't have to wait till that step or closer to the end of the group. I actually recommend you guys doing the opposite. Every time we do an exercise together, consider how that exercise and what you have learned affects your choice of careers and the careers to consider list that we're going to create, okay? The careers to consider list is at the bottom of your must have and like to have in your welcome packet. So I also encourage you to discuss career ideas with friends, family, and group members. Because here's the deal with that. Us, the people in this group, we will provide you with an objective opinion. You know, somebody who doesn't know you well, and we can give you an objective perspective on, this sounds good or this doesn't, okay? But your friends and family can provide a whole nother set or a whole nother perspective, okay, because they know you really well. So throughout this process, I encourage you to talk to people who you know well as the people here on the call, about what your ideas are because we're going to give you different perspectives. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, good. I think I have the same two people. I think it's it LaToya and Michael? You guys are the good yes people, right? And that always happens, and it's just like I don't expect all of you to say yes, but it's funny because I can tell who's going to be the yes people at the beginning. All right, guys, let's move to your commitment, okay? Commitment is vitally important because without commitment, nothing is going to happen, okay? So what I want you to do, let's do this together here. The first thing is, so get a fresh piece of paper, and this is where you're going to write your commitment and your goals for the group and put it, boom, right in front of your workbook, in front of everything else. So the first thing is your commitment statement. What are you committed to during this group? And I'll give you some examples, and I want you guys to start writing what your commitment will be. It could be something like, I'm committed to finding my ideal career and making it happen. It could be, I'm committed to doing all of the homework and showing up for the calls to identify the right fit for me. So go ahead and take a moment here and write down your commitment statement. And if it's verbatim from what I said, that's fine. And then I'm going to ask at least two of you to tell us what your commitment statement is. Okay. You guys got something?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep working on it if you need to. So who's willing to share their commitment? Where are my yes people? Hello? See, that's the problem with being the yes person is then you get called on all the time, right? Okay, so who's willing to share their commitment?
I'll give it a shot. This is Paul.
Go, Paul.
I am committed to identifying or determining the actual profession, narrowing it down as to what the profession is that I want to go after. And then I guess the second part of that is beginning the process of seeking that profession, whether that's more schooling or work experience, et cetera.
Okay, so finding out how to make it happen. So that it's the profession and the path to get there, whether it's school or something else.
Identifying it, yep.
Good. Okay, Paul, perfect. Thank you. All right, so who else is willing to jump in? Let's do at least one more.
This is Michael. I guess I'll go ahead since I'm a yes person. I'm committed to finding a career that excites me and to take steps towards my ideal life over the next 6 months. I'm also committed to finding out what it is that I truly want to do and being open to whatever that might be.
Ooh, love it. Okay, good. So I like the open, I like the time frame, everything else, perfect. And I like how you incorporated, you know, your ideal life too, Michael, because let me just piggyback on that. Your career affects all aspects of your life and vice versa. You know, we're integrated beings. So part of, you know, knowing what your ideal career is, it comes from what's important to you in your life and the person that you are, okay? So it really will be, you're going to know at the end of this group, you're going to have a clearer vision of what you want your life to be about because we're going to identify your values and the person you want to be in addition to a sense of and knowing what your ideal career path is, okay? All right, good. So is there any other reason why you guys think commitment is important? Like, why are we bothering to do this?
This is Michael again. You got to push yourself.
Yep. So it helps you push yourself to do something, right? Any other reasons?
This is Angie. It holds you accountable.
Yes, perfect. That's the other one. So it holds you accountable. It forces you to push yourself to move forward. It is so easy, you know, to show up on these calls, guys, and say, yeah, yeah, okay, I'm going to do this work, everything else. Life can get in the way so easily. Email, Crackberry, you know, everything else. So the commitment is just as important as signing on the bottom line, okay? And if you don't have it, nothing is going to happen. All right, so let's start on a list of goals. So put your goals under your commitment, please. And I want each of you to at least come up with one today, and this is something that you're going to work on and share with your buddy for our next call. So what are your goals for the next 6 months? 6 months, I can't talk. By being in this group, you can look at your commitment for some ideas. So it could be identify ideal career path, you know, the right profession, like Paul, you said. Overcome your gremlins. That could be another one. Overcome your obstacles. Create a plan for changing jobs. Go ahead and write down at least one or two goals. I'll give you a moment here. And let's just go around the room here briefly. Everyone share their number one goal, okay? And you can change it and tweak it if you need to, but what you have so far. So who's going to start for me? Just share your top goal, bottom line it. Go, go, go.
This is LaToya, to be deeply involved in this process.
Wonderful. Love it. Okay, who said cookies and cream ice cream?
That would be me.
Okay, Michael, go.
I want to build up my self-confidence where I will be able to take a few more risks.
Perfect. Hey, there was like a blackberry something ice cream person. Who was that?
That might have been me, Kelly.
Go, Kelly.
I put down identify what's working and what's not working in my current career.
Perfect. Love it. Paul?
I put down pretty similar to my commitment to identify and determine my profession, what that target will be, and being committed to finding what that will be.
Okay. All right, so who are we missing? Angie?
Yes. I want to feel at peace with my decision.
Oh, I just felt peaceful when you said that. Nice. Okay, and then Stacy, did we get you?
Not yet. I just wrote down create a plan for changing jobs, trying to look at those underlying aspects of the things I enjoy and what is it that I like about them.
Yep, that's a key one for you. Okay, good. Did we get everybody? Huh, I didn't write it down, did I? Okay, so what I want you to do, homework assignment number 2, is to check in with your buddy regarding your goals for the group, and I want you all to have at least 3 goals. Overcoming the obstacles, dealing with your gremlins, creating a plan, whatever it is, okay? All right, so quick check-in on something that, Paul, you and I were talking about this before everyone else got on, that all of you are in different places. Like, some of you are employed full-time, and Paul, you're not currently, and Michael, you're in a grad program. So what I want you to know is, for those of you who are not working, if you need to look for a transition interim job right now, go ahead and do that. And I've kind of already referenced this to you before, but I just wanted you guys to know that if something comes up and you do need to make some extra money or you need to find an interim transition job, that's okay. And if you need support with it, just let me know. Don't feel like you have to wait till the very end of the 6 months, you know, to figure it out and take a step, okay? All right, so okay. Any questions on that?
No.
What?
No, not for me.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a yeah. I wasn't sure if it was a yeah or a no. Okay. All right, so let's pair you guys up with your buddy. Well, so here was my thought, that I was just going to pair you all up based on what I know about your personalities, people who I thought would work together well. Is that cool with you?
That's fine.
Okay. So here are the buddies. You ready? Wait, where did I write this down? Well, okay, I'm just going to do it from memory. Paul and Mike, I'm putting the boys together. Okay? So Paul and Michael, excuse me, Michael, you'll be buddies. Kelly and Stacy, and Latoya and Angie. Okay, so like I said, Rachel's going to send out a roster, so you'll have contact information for each other. How do you guys, what do you think of this buddy idea? Do you like the idea?
This is Michael. Yeah, it puts a little bit more accountability in the situation.
Yeah, that's good. That's part of what I want. Anybody else have any comments on it or thoughts? Like, it sounds like a pain, or no, it sounds good.
I think it sounds good. Since it's a group setting, it'd be good to work on things in a little bit of a smaller setting.
Okay, perfect. And then I heard somebody else besides Stacy.
It was me and Kelly. I just kind of said basically the same thing as Stacy.
Okay, all right, good. So my request is for you all to check in with your buddy at least once between each of our calls. And I'll give you something that I recommend you check in on, like this time it'll be your goals. But you can also talk to them about anything else that's, you know, crossing your mind, like career ideas. You could talk to them about your gremlins and the impact that is having. And you can do it via email or via phone. Either way, whatever works for you guys, okay? So here's your homework for next week, and it's going to take a moment for me to explain it. So the first step in this process is the defining who you are and where you want to go, right? And in that, under that heading, the first step is to take stock of where you are now in terms of your career path, okay? So the homework assignment is to create a list of things that you like in your current job and things that you have liked about previous positions, and a list of things that you have disliked about previous jobs and your current job, too. So you already started this in your welcome packet. So I want you guys to expand on this list. And think of these things, okay? So I'll give you some kind of categories to be thinking about to get your juices flowing in your head. Think about the people that you've worked with, your boss as well as coworkers. Think about the work environment, physical environment, as well as the corporate culture. What was that like? What did you like? What didn't you like? Think about your specific tasks and responsibilities. What did you like and not like there? The location where it was at. Maybe it wasn't a big deal. It was fine. Maybe it was a problem. The salary and benefits. And the skills and talents that you were using. I say this one because I have so many people come to me that say, well, I'm really good at marketing, but I hate doing it at my job, and I'm pigeonholed in this. Okay? So that's why you want to think about your skills and talents and which ones do you enjoy using at work versus, no, not so much. Okay? And the key here with these lists is to be as specific as you possibly can. In my notes to you all, that's part of what I wrote about is, okay, so you didn't like your boss, for example. Well, what didn't you like about him or her? You know, was it that they micromanaged you? They weren't supportive, whatever it was. Be very specific. This goes back to the analyzing what's underneath. You want to analyze what's underneath here, okay? So that's step one, is the likes and dislikes. Step two is creating one master list of things you want in an ideal job. So wants in an ideal job, okay? And then step three is you're going to take those lists of wants and transfer them into must-have and like-to-have, those two lists in your welcome packet. And what that does, it helps you prioritize. This is something I cannot do without. I absolutely have to have it. Versus, this would be nice, but it's not a make or break. Okay? And let me say one last thing and see if you guys have any questions about this to make sure it's really clear. When you're looking at your dislikes, okay, and I can help you with this. If you guys are having trouble with this, send me an email and we'll work it out. When you're looking at your dislikes, don't just take the opposite of what it is and say, well, that's what I want. So, like, if one of your dislikes is no variety of tasks, you don't want to just say, well, I want a variety of tasks. You need to think about what is it. Like, do you want variety, like different kinds of tasks during your day? Or do you want to feel like, you know, sometimes I get to get out of the office and then come back, and sometimes I'm in a meeting versus sitting by myself at my desk? There's a difference there, and you want to be very clear and specific. Any questions on this?
No.
Is it clear? I think that it might be clear when you're, when we're talking about it right now, but when you get into it, you might have some questions and not be sure how you want to describe something. So talk to your buddy about it, and if you're really stuck, if you're still stuck, get in touch with me and I can help you flesh it out a little bit more, okay? All right.
This is real quick.
Yeah.
Three things for the homework assignment for the next week, right?
Yes.
There is the become aware of your gremlins, the management of that, then creating your commitment and goals, and then creating all these lists.
Yes.
Okay, just double checking.
That's what I was about to do. You did it for me. So perfect, Michael. Thank you. Those are the three things. And check in with your buddy about your goals and this must-have, like-to-have, you know, anything else that you need to, okay? So let's go around before we break. What's the biggest thing that you all are taking away from today? Just one quick thing from each person. I don't know about you, but I feel like it's kind of a marathon. We go over a lot.
This is Angie.
Go, Angie.
Acknowledging gremlins.
Okay, good. Thanks.
This is Michael, I guess, being held accountable to do what I say I do.
Okay. And, Michael, how can we hold you accountable?
I guess since I got so much going on with school, work, and career transition, staying motivated, to be honest with you.
Okay. So we're going to ask you next time if you did your homework and why or why not.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Which homework is that?
All of it. It's all three things.
All righty.
Okay, so who's next?
Stacy, I really think I need to get clear on a lot of things, just even the things that we talked about. I often just kind of go everywhere in my mind, things I think about and ideas that I come up with. I'm just all over the board with tons of different ideas and thoughts, so I think just kind of really getting clear and pinpointing at least some basics.
Okay. So that's how we can help you, too, is staying clear and focused, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, Angie, for you, I kind of skipped over this part for you, sorry, that it's managing your gremlins and helping you do that. So if we ever hear you talking and we think it's one of your gremlins as opposed to you, we're going to say something, okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, good. Who's next? Keep going, chug-a-chug.
This is LaToya, finding out who I really, truly am. These assignments really having you take stock of yourself.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's like putting a mirror up.
Right.
Okay, good. So that's what we're going to help you with is learning about you and pointing things out that we see about you, LaToya, that you may not realize. That's so valuable. Okay, good. Thanks. So I think it's Paul and Kelly, right?
Yeah, I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
What is the question that we're answering right now?
Oh, what's the biggest thing that you're taking away from today?
Okay. I guess my answer would be that it's really nice to be in a group format because what I do all day long is talking individually with people, so it's nice to be part of a group.
Good. Great. Thanks, Kelly. All right, Paul.
I guess my takeaway would be that this is a process and to be patient and that it's not a quick fix.
Okay, good, Paul, thanks. And keep in mind, too, that it's actually going to be faster because you're being patient because it's going to allow ideas and thoughts to bubble up to the surface. Okay? All right, so we will talk next week, same time, same station. And as we go forward, guys, you'll start to feel more comfortable just diving in and speaking up. And know that even though there's this kind of weird, you know, talking over people thing, go ahead and blurt, and we'll figure it out. So dive in, speak up. The more that you talk and say what you need in this group, the more you're going to get out of it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so contact me if you have questions. Talk to your buddies, and I will talk to you all next week.
All right.
Bye. Okay, have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Good weekend.
You too. Bye.